Thank you, David. And we are so thankful to be able to come into the house of the Lord God today. I can't think of any place I'd rather be. And I feel within my heart, as David did, no doubt, when he said, "I was glad when they said unto me, come, let us go into the house of the Lord." And we are here today because we honor God. We love the Lord God. And how thankful are we for the rain? Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, we are. And God is good. He is good all the time. And I'm so thankful today that he has allowed us to gather here and to be able to thank him for all that he does. And we hope you have many wonderful blessings today. Let me ask you a question. Are you living on a cracked slab? I know that's a little unusual to ask you that question, but, you know, the Bible says that the foundation is so important in building a house. It is. Jesus taught about that in the book of Matthew chapter 7. And he taught us that the foundation must be right if the house is going to be right. You know, cracks in a slab or in a foundation can cause structural instability leading to cracked walls. You probably have been maybe in someone's home where they had cracks in their walls, or maybe their floor was uneven. Maligned doors or windows could be that it had water problems, mold growth, pest infections, and broken plumbing, which can significantly damage flooring and reduce the value of your home. Now, we always look at that and we say it's a terrible thing to have a cracked slab. But have you ever experienced it? Sometimes they're bad, sometimes not so bad. This is a bad one here. But sometimes they're minor, but sometimes they're major. And, you know, sometimes we have to ask someone to come and evaluate our foundation. If we're not capable of doing that ourselves, we ask the question, why? Why should we evaluate the foundation or check the home's foundation in life? And how to inspect a foundation for issues? Look for water damage. Look for warped floors. You ever seen that? Maybe perhaps look for heavy, drooping portions of your roof on your edifice. Or examine support beams to find out if there may be something going on that is not real good. In 2 Peter, the apostle said, "We are like living stones being built into a spiritual house." Psalms 118:22, "The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone." The foundation is so important in life and taught no greater by anyone except Jesus Christ our Lord. And in the book of Matthew 7:24, he says, "The wise and the foolish builders are illustrated for us here in this text. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock or on a good foundation. The rain came down, and the streams rose, and the winds blew, and it beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it had a foundation of rock." Now think about it. "But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain came down, and the streams rose, and the winds blew against the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." You know, when I think of the house of God, spiritually speaking, I'm reminded of what the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11 says. "For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid in Christ Jesus our Lord." Think about it. A house on a rock is the one that's going to stand. And what Christ is actually saying is the house that is built upon the teachings of mine, whatever God says for us to do, a house that is constructed and built upon those teachings, is the house that will stand forever. But anyone who attempts to build a house on something other than the foundational teachings of Jesus Christ, our Lord, is destined to collapse. For we read in the book of Psalms 127 and verse 1, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it." Sometimes people build on various foundations. They build upon the teachings of men and not upon the rock of ages. What lesson is Christ really trying to convey unto you and to me? Well, he is trying to help us understand that there's no way that we can really structure our life if our foundation is not what it ought to be. And sometimes the foundation is the wisdom of the world instead of the wisdom that comes from God, James 1 and verse 17. But if the house is going to stand, it must be built upon God. You see, God is the divine architect of the universe. He is the one who drafted the blueprint for the way that we build our house. And if we try to build it some other way, it is destined to collapse. Now, the wise builder in the book of Matthew chapter 7 is the one who builds his house upon the teachings of Jesus Christ. And that foundation provides a lot of great strength for you and for me. You see, your life is designed by God, but sometimes we attempt to build it in different ways. Don't let everybody else determine what your life is going to be, as I say here, but determine what your life is going to be based upon the teachings of God. Did you know that the Bible in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 24 says that Christ is the chief cornerstone of the church of our God? You know, every building has a cornerstone. This building has a cornerstone, believe it or not. And this building was built according to the blueprint. And we must build our lives according to the blueprint of God. And 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 11, again, "For other foundation can no man lay." No other foundation is going to stand the winds of life. No other foundation is going to withstand the storm, the rain that will come, the problems, the issues that we will face every day in our life. Let me ask you a question this morning. Maybe, just maybe, your foundation needs a little bit more maintenance. You know, we have to make sure that our life is according to God. You know, if you're going to build a house or you're going to build any kind of structure, you want to make sure that you have everything just right. And if you do not, then you're going to have problems in life. Your spiritual house will never be right until you get it right on the level with Christ our Lord. You know, sometimes people look at a place and they say, "Well, yeah, it looks all right. That'll do in a rush." No, it won't. It's not going to do in a rush. Your spiritual house must be built upon our Lord Jesus Christ and his teachings. Don't downgrade your dream. And I mentioned this yesterday at Wayne Cartwright's memorial service, but it is so true. Just to fit your reality, upgrade your conviction to match your destiny. If God gives us the foundation, who is Jesus, and he tells us to build on that foundation, we have to build upon it. Else the house is going to collapse. That is the house that is built upon the sinking sand and the shifting sand of time. And just as Jesus was daily dependent upon the Father, he teaches us to have that same level of daily abiding in Christ. You know, in the Old Testament, there are some very great foundational principles that have not changed with God. And in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 8, the Bible says that he, that is God, raises the poor from the dust, and he lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes and has them inherit a throne of honor, for the foundations of the earth are the Lord's. And on them he has set the world. Isn't that amazing? We just recently had the opportunity to look at the moon from a little bit different perspective. And when you look at all that creativity of God, think about this. It is built on a foundation. Man has not been able to master it all, but it is built upon the foundation of God. Sometimes we feel like our way is better. Sometimes people determine that they're going to build their own house and not build it according to God. And it will collapse. It will fall in time, just like the one of whom our Lord mentioned in the book of Matthew chapter 7. Some people say, is it true or is it false? I can tell you, if your house is not built upon the Word of God, it is going to fall. It is going to happen. Now, you know, Job was one who questioned God a lot of times. We always talk about the patience of Job, and we always talk about how great an individual he was, that he was loyal, he was faithful to God, even though he had to go through all the issues of life that many of us will never experience in our life. But God asked Job a question. He says, where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Sometimes we begin to think that we know it all. Sometimes we begin to think that we have all the answers to life and living until we come to the realization that we were not there when God built and established the foundation of this world. And when he gave Jesus Christ our Lord to be the chief cornerstone. There is only one thing that makes a dream possible concerning the church is to achieve. And we do that because we have that fear of failure. We want to do the right thing. We want to make sure that we're building according to our Father who is in heaven. And if the foundations be destroyed, another statement from King David in Psalms 11 and verse 3. If the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? Stop and think about it, folks. I mean, what can we do? We talk about America, this great country, and we're going through some difficult times right now around the world. But when you stop and think about our country and how important the Constitution is to the foundational structure of our country, we can really appreciate it even more. But if that foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? God wants our foundations to be righteous and just. He doesn't want us living on a cracked foundation or a cracked slab. He just doesn't. There are going to be issues, just like there are issues in life. If you're living in a house with a cracked foundation, you're going to have problems. And it's true that if you're building your spiritual life on a foundation that is cracked, you're going to have problems. Psalms 89 and verse 14 says, righteousness and justice are the foundations of your throne, O God. Love and faithfulness go before you. Did you know that even God has a foundation? That's what he says. Well, there is a foundation for spiritual growth. Maybe in your life right now, you feel like you've got some issues going on and you don't know how to handle them and you're not really growing and you're not getting to the point where you really want to be. Maybe you need to go back and examine your foundation. I want to share with you a few things this morning that are so important, and we'll do this quickly. The foundational shift you need to make in your life is one, first of all, of awareness. How many times has that happened without you being aware? You know, a lot of times people will buy a piece of property or a house not knowing that it had foundation problems. And then they're locked into it and they realize that there are some things that they need to do to correct it. Well, certainly in life we know that we need to check our spiritual foundation. You cannot grow in life what you do not nourish. You know, it's one thing to become a Christian, and another thing to live the Christian life. And we must feed ourselves upon the Word of God. Why, Jesus said that man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And it is so true, isn't it? We cannot live by the things of this world. We have to be nourished by the Word of God. Number three, there is no greater knowledge to attain than a deep understanding of the love of God. Do you understand? Can you really comprehend in your mind this morning the love of God and how important it is to building your own house? Why, Jesus taught us to love by the way that He loved. He didn't tell us just to love people that love us, but He taught us to love people that do not love us. He taught us to love our enemies in the book of Matthew 5 and verse 44. Love your enemies and pray for them that despitefully use you and speak all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake, for great is your reward in heaven. Now consider that. Christ said one of the great foundations is a foundation of love. Now to Him, Ephesians chapter 3 says, who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. Think about that. According to the power that is at work within us. To Him be glory in the church of Jesus Christ throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. Now, why would Paul say that? Well, not only is the Word of God the foundation of our lives, it is the foundation of the church, as we were singing a moment ago. This church would be nothing without Christ. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid in Christ Jesus our Lord. And when we start taking the name off of the building that we are a church of Jesus Christ, what is that saying, folks? What does that say? In the day of judgment, what will God say? You took my name off, but you left your name. What really is important in life, folks? We have to be very, very careful that we do the right thing according to the power that is worked within us. But fourthly, spiritual maturity is a way of living, not an achievement. You never do really reach a point where you have arrived as a Christian. You don't, because it is an ongoing thing. Notice what Jesus said in the book of Revelation 2 and verse 10. He said, to be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. The crown of life, but it only comes to those who are faithful to the end. Not to the ones who continue to live on a broken slab. Not to the ones who continue to build their lives upon the shifting sand of time. But our lives must be built upon God and Him alone. And in the book of Isaiah 28 and verse 16, he said that Zion was a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who relies on it will never be stricken with panic. You know, as long as you're building on God and you're doing it, listen, you're going to miss the mark at times. You're going to fail. There's some corrections that always need to be made in our life. Maybe some cracked walls. Maybe some shifting floor, maybe plumbing problems, electrical problems, but you take care of it. You don't want to live in that. You want to make sure that things are as they ought to be. Well, wouldn't it be wonderful if people felt that same way about their spiritual life as well? Jesus, as I said, is that chief cornerstone. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built his house on the ground without a foundation. Think about it. That's why foundations are so important in life. And then in Luke 14:29, Jesus said, for if you lay the foundation and you're not able to finish it, if you're building a structure, everyone who sees it will ridicule you. It is not enough just to make sure that the foundation is right. We must make sure that the structure and the house is right as well. Sometimes people attempt to bring God down to our level. We want to build a house like we want to build it. We want to be the architect. We want to have the blueprint. Instead of leaving it to God, and someone said, bring God down to my level so I can argue with Him. That's what people do sometimes. Let me ask you a question this morning. You're standing on the solid rock. You know, we often sing that old song, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and His righteousness." Are you standing with Jesus this morning? Are you a Christian? Are you standing on the right spiritual foundation? He is still there, and it's so important that we understand how to make our foundation right. You know, certainly faith is so important, but it's not the only thing. We must allow ourselves to move by faith to do the will of God. That's what Christ is saying in that 7th chapter of the book of Matthew, doing His commandments. You're building your house on Him. This morning, if you're not a Christian, you're building on the shifting sands of time, not upon God. I hope this morning that you'll examine your foundation. What about your foundation this morning? Is it really on Jesus Christ, or is it on the world? What is it on? If you're not a Christian this morning, why not obey the gospel? Come to Christ penitently, believing with all of your heart that Christ is ready to receive you and welcome you into His church family. And if you've never been baptized, that's the beginning point also, isn't it? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. I hope this morning that you'll examine your foundation. Don't allow yourself to build upon anything other than Jesus Christ our Lord. And if you're a child of God or a Christian, and you may know even now that there's some things that are amiss in your life, in your spiritual house, well, why not come back to God and allow Him to make the corrections and to help you make the corrections that need to be made while together we stand and while we sing.